Bandwidth and hosting for Bageltech News is provided by UK2.net, web hosting for everyone, and sponsored by DCS Cabling, National Data and Security Solutions. Hello, welcome to Bageltech News. It's Friday the 3rd of December 2010. All the technology news from the previous 24 hours in around 5 minutes. So Ofcom has slammed the state of UK British broadband. This morning they've issued a report that says that UK broadband is pretty crap. It's awful. Britain is lagging behind a number of other countries, with the report noting that one third of the Japanese consumers already have super fast broadband that's in excess of 80% of the people that live here in the UK. The report summarises saying we still have challenges on super fast broadband take up. We're not where we want to be, but plans are well underway, and if they're fully met, they'll take us into a strong position. Yes, and spending cuts never help, do they? No. Apparently, the Queen's pulled on a set of 3D spectacles. She went to the premiere last night of Narnia, The Voyage of the Dawn Treader, and it's the first time she's ever pulled a pair on. So one would obviously like to know what it's like. One already does now. Prince Philip did it as well, which is a picture you don't want in your head. Sony bosses are saying that the World Cup in 2022 will be 3D and holographic. You'll be able to get a 360-degree spinning view of the pitch while you watch it. It'll mean that any goal line decisions could be very easily ratified. However, FIFA president Sepp Blatter has confirmed that he will be watching it in his bedroom on his black and white portable with a pork sandwich. Well done, Sepp. Man of the times. Apple is hoping to revive Ping by giving you a free Michael Jackson song that you've never heard before. Yes, Jacko is recording from beyond the grave to make sure that Ping actually gets to be a success. Steve Jobs has got the hand of God, there's no doubt about it. Don't mess with this dude. Apple TV users are reporting long rental times and HDMI issues. If you took it on early on, you've got plenty of issues to deal with. I've got mine and it looks fantastic and I'm really, really happy. Apart from the fact the colours just looked a bit washed out. They need to work out how to do contrast controls because it doesn't work yet. Google has outlined huge pledges to make sure that copyright infringement is not an issue. They're looking at ways that in their algorithm that if they see things associated with torrent sites, they will actually not show them ahead of things that show the thing alone. Yes, the best example apparently is if you Google Cheryl Cole, you'll get everything that says Cheryl Cole, but you won't get anything that says Cheryl Cole Media Fire. The only satisfying thing is, I won't be Googling Cheryl Cole. HTC's in a bit of hot water this morning because they've allegedly got death grip issues with their HD 7 phone. The Taiwanese handmaker has come out with statements that sound remarkably familiar to those of Apple's. Quality and industrial design is of key importance to HT to ensure the possible signal strength antennas are placed in the most likely areas, etc, etc. Oh, it's antenna gate all over again. Jolly good. Jolly good. The CALM Act is passed. Yes, if you live in America, you will get TV advertisements which are the same volume as the shows that you've been watching. Thank God. There is nothing I want more legislatively in this country than to stop Sky Sports from turning the sodding volume up every time they go to a break. It is pissing me off like you wouldn't believe. Please send the CALM Act over to the UK, America. Chrome 8 has been released with web app support for built-in PDF viewers and all those kind of things. It looks fantastic. I'm going to download it, have a play, and then I'll take it off later because it's probably still memory hungry and it'll slow your computer down like you wouldn't believe. I don't like it, but it doesn't mean my opinion's the final one. I only think that my opinion's the final one. And just as you thought you were about to get some work done in the office and get somewhere, finally, it's all gone pear-shaped because Angry Birds for Christmas has been released. Yes, you can get Angry Birds across all the platforms and you can play in the snow with the birds and the pigs. And oh dear, I'm going to get no work done. Come on, do you think I could sue them? I could sue them, yeah. BBC is going to launch a global subscription iPad application. It's definitely coming. It will be free to UK residents, however, so that's a damn good thing. But if you're overseas, you'll pay it. The licence fee is £145 that we pay over here just to have a TV in our houses. You'll probably end up paying a couple of quid to get all the best programming that the BBC's got to offer, and of course all the repeats that they have. Strictly Come Dancing could be yours. Oh dear. And as a final news story, the Borings sued Google. I can't think of a more apt name for a family who wanted to sue Google. Google took their Street View car and drove it up their drive a little way, taking a picture of their house without realising they were on private land. And then the Borings sued Google, and they won. However, they only got $1. The reason being that the Borings in the meantime had actually tried to sell their house, and all the pictures were free to air at the realtors, so they couldn't exactly claim that privacy was high on their priorities. Bad luck. And finally, we've got a message from Santa with his crap for Christmas for the day. Hello, Santa. How are you doing?
Fantastic. Enjoying the last few days of holiday before I have to start doing some work on Christmas Eve. My crap for Christmas is very, very simple. It's the flexible Bluetooth mini keyboard. And mini doesn't begin to describe it, because with the fat pork sausages that I've got for fingers, I think I've got absolutely no bloody chance of pressing it at all. It's awful. It's £30 if you want to buy it from gearsapp.com. I'm sure you can get it in America as well, but I'd ignore it if I were you. For another £20, you can buy a case for your iPad with a keyboard integrated, which is what I've got, and I've got a fabulous little stand that I've got on the sleigh. It's wonderful. The only problem is it's a little bit of a bumpy ride, and it's not so good because whenever the reindeer farts, it blows it over. Anyway, have a good week. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Thanks, Santa. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube and Vimeo at Bagel Tech News. We'll be back again this evening for the Bagel Tech Big Show as normal, 10 p.m. UK time, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We've got a very special guest from the Twit Network coming on as well. As have a good day and thanks for listening.
Who's that other bloke that keeps answering the phone? I haven't got a clue. I know his name's Kyle, but I don't understand. What happened to you? Where are you? Hello? Hello? You're hello? Bloody media types.